The Beely brothers were farmers near Spillville, Iowa, but it's what the brothers did when they weren't farming that has people still coming to this small town today, for their pastime was truly remarkable. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. Sharon Cleave shares the story of a family raised near Spillville, Iowa.
They were born on a farm about 4 miles north of town. They lived there with their family. Their parents were farmers. They had an older brother, Jonathan, who actually spent his life in a wheelchair. And they had a younger sister, Anna. And none of the siblings ever got married.
Frank and Joseph Beely helped their parents on the farm, but it soon became apparent that they had a pastime that would become their full-time preoccupation.
Frank was the carver, and Joseph was the designer, or engineer, I like to call him. And he actually drew everything up on paper. He was kind of the brains behind the whole thing.
And when Sharon says they were carving and designing, what they were creating were some of the most intricate and amazing wooden clocks you'll ever see.
The first clock that they made was in 1913, called the Creation Clock. From there it started. I mean, they were carving before that, but I'm not sure why they started making clocks. But once they did, it just seemed like nothing else was important anymore. They just wanted to do clocks.
You can see some of the clocks on our American Countryside Facebook page. Most of these clocks are taller than a person and have music that plays as hand-carved figures move about the clock.
Anywhere from 2 to 4 years it took to make one of these clocks. I mean, we call them clocks, but as you can see, they're a lot more than that.
You can come see the clocks today in a small museum here in town. There are over 20 of these very large clocks on display. The clocks became so well known, one man came to the farm to see them and make quite an offer. That's a story in itself, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Spillville, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.